there, I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. Hi, everyone. This is Kathy, and you are here for the Organize and Energize podcast. Today, you're in for a big treat. I am interviewing Michael Neely, and he's a seasoned podcasting expert himself with a really diverse background. As a former professional actor, he's a member of the Screen Actors Guild and Medieval Dite. He brings a unique blend of skills to the podcasting world, including his international best-selling book, Zero to Launch Podcast Accelerator. Michael speaks around the world, mentoring and training visionary entrepreneurs. He's also the founder of The Infinite List, the number one lead generation and list building membership community in the world. You're in for a treat. Michael's podcasting prowess helps these entrepreneurs significantly grow their business, expand their audience, and this makes him a trusted resource in the industry. So let's welcome Michael to the stage. Hi, everyone. I am back and I'm with Michael Neely. As promised, we're going to talk about list building. We're going to talk about how to become more successful, because I know you people out there as entrepreneurs want all these tasks that we can give you and more. So welcome, Michael. I'm so happy to have you on the show.
I'm excited to be here, Kathy. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Absolutely. You know, I talked a little bit about in the intro about your diverse background, being a knight in Florida and being an actor in the Screen Actors Guild. So talk a little bit about your backstory and what brought you to where you are right now.
You know, it's kind of a long story, but I'll give you the short in a nutshell version. But, my first profession was as an actor. Knew I wanted to do that since fourth grade. And when I stopped acting after my son was born and I decided to move out of L.A., get to a place with cleaner air, I kind of floundered for a bit. And in that process, I've always been entrepreneurial. I created a high-tech startup company, and that was successful for several years. But when we started to hit the end of our financial runway, I started getting more into coaching and supporting people in mindset development. And I was working with a client, and he was having some great breakthroughs. And so I said, hey, maybe we should record this so you have it to save for later. And we did. And when we were done, we played it back. And he was like, dude, that sounds really good. You should start a podcast. And this was 2014, Kathy. At that point, podcast was not a common word. I mean, I had heard it, but I didn't know what one was. I never listened to one. Well, 2 weeks later, I launched my first show. And things just started to take off from there into a bigger entrepreneurial path for me. And I've been coaching ever since and helping people to grow their authority and their business. And it's really worked well for myself as well, now being a seven-figure entrepreneur.
I love that. Yeah, back in the Neanderthal, right? 2014. The great horizon of podcasts. So, Exactly. You know, you've done so many things. What do you think is your unique gift that you bring to people when you work with them?
I think it's like this. I'll just throw this as a little side plug. This is not a brag or anything, because it's actually a little bit silly to a degree, but I'm a member of Mensa, which is the high IQ society. And I remember my son asking, I have my Mensa card. He's like, what does it do for you, Dad? What do you get with it? And I said, well, not much, but if I'm losing an argument, I can pull out my card and go, yeah, so there. You know, but the truth is that really the difference is, I explained to him, as I said, he was wondering, does it mean you're smart? And I said, not necessarily, because smart, you can learn something and be smart about a topic. And like, there are plenty of topics in the world that I don't know anything about. And there are plenty of people way smarter. I said, it's about intelligence. And he said, well, isn't that the same thing? I said, no, I said, intelligence is more about how you think, not what you think. And so I said, for me, in answering your question, what I bring to the table with that is I have a really good grasp of how to see a problem and solve that problem, how to strategically blend and mix and move to really create bigger success for my clients. And so I think that's my special sauce, really.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, being able to connect the dots and make it make sense, because I know that oftentimes, you know, as entrepreneurs, we're stuck in the muck of our stuff. That was a working title on my book for a little while. And I was stuck in the muck of my title, but we can't see clearly what, you know, we don't have that objective overview. And for someone to connect the dots is a brilliant thing. And it's why we all have trainers and we all have mentors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So part of your problem solving with people was you created this thing called the infinite list. Let me know what's going on with that. How does that work?
Again, it was a similar type of thing of using my intelligence, not smarts, but just, you know, looking at things differently. I decided to take something that's been around for a long time, which are gift giveaways, and those have been highly successful. And I started doing gift giveaways, started doing them for myself, participating in other people's. And then people started asking me, well, how do you do it? So I started teaching it. And then as I was teaching it, they started to go like, Michael, that's a lot of work to put together my own giveaway. Can I just hire you to do it? So I was like, okay, that's a good idea. So we started doing them done for you as a service. But then when I added my extra thinking of you know, looking at it differently, I thought, well, what's going on here? We have a lot of hosts who will come back to me time and again going, hey, I'm ready to do my next one. And then my next one. And I also noticed we had a lot of the same people signing up for different giveaways. And I'm like, there's a group of people out there, very savvy entrepreneurs who understand the value of playing in giveaways, and they're signing up all the time. And there are hosts who know the value of hosting. Like, what if I created this as a community to make it much easier to participate in and to bring it under one roof, so that now one of the challenges, of course, with giveaways is even knowing when and where they're happening. But if in this community, it solves all of that. So creating the infinite list was a way to overcome a lot of the downside of giveaways, creating all positive upside. And that's, again, how I kind of look at things and created the infinite list out of that.
Yeah. And for those of you who are listening and you don't know what a giveaway is, a giveaway is a consort. Well, explain it, Michael.
You're better than me. Yeah. And I've actually coined the definition of it to be, it is a collection of free gifts, typically in the form of lead magnets, contributed by a variety of host guest experts and curated by a single host that now creates this giveaway. And they're usually arranged around a single topic.
Right. And if you haven't done it yet, those who are listening, make sure to just jump into a giveaway. Get a lead magnet made for yourself if you don't have one already. See what happens, because it's actually a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to participate.
So really grow your list. And also, if you're looking for resources, maybe you'll get an email at some point with someone saying, hey, I'm in this giveaway, a whole bunch of cool tools for you. That's a great way to collect a lot of stuff that's going to help you around a particular topic to build your own business or success or relationship or whatever the giveaway might be about.
Good point. Now, let's talk about challenges. You know, you've been in this business for a while. What do you feel has been your biggest challenge as you've grown and morphed into different things throughout your careers?
Oh, my. It's interesting you added that last part about different careers. Okay, so since I moved into business, I think what might have been a challenge for other people that I think has worked well for me is I'm really able to pivot. And this is one thing that I learned very early on is, and I learned this from Jeff Walker. He has two rules of any business. He's like, number one, only sell stuff the market really wants. And number two, always be building your list. So the list part, of course, we've got down with infinite list, but the selling what the market really wants, I think the challenge was in the beginning for me was I was like, what do I know? What can I create? And so from there, I started to create. And had I just stuck with that, probably would not be where I am today. Probably would have been a little bit more trouble. What I did is I started there, and then I started to see, what am I being asked for? Which, as I mentioned earlier, I started in podcasting. Well, now all of a sudden, everybody's asking me how to do that. How did I grow my podcast audience? So I built an online course for it. I started to grow around that. And then with the giveaways, people started asking about that. So I started to teach. So I think it's important to respond to what your audience is asking for. And if you could deliver on it, deliver. Of course, if not, send them to someone who can. But I think that's a key. And I learned that pretty early on, and it's helped a lot.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I was just, this keeps coming up in my mind for actually yesterday and today. So Amana Guy's the 8 golden questions. You know, if you don't have people out there asking you for things, which might not happen when you're brand new, it helps to do some market research. And asking people what their fears, their frustrations are, you know, is a huge way to get market research on what you might want to build. So I know you're familiar with Iman, and I think it's brilliant. I tell people all the time about these 8 golden questions. Works really well.
Absolutely. Yes. You got to know. And that's how you learn what the market wants. You figure out what are their challenges and then help them where you can.
Yeah. And use their words. You know, I think they might say, oh, you know, I'm afraid of blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you might say, oh, he's scared of it, but not really. Right. So right. Yeah, I love that. Okay. So moving on, let's see, let's talk. Tell me about one of your successes that's been of late. Who would you like to talk about, a specific client or a gig or something that happened that you feel just made you joyous?
Oh my goodness. What would I say? Well, there's multiple things. So as I mentioned, I have a lot of things that I respond to. And as I also said that I started out as a podcasting coach, still do that. I still have my online course, which does quite well. And you might tell from the t-shirt that I'm wearing that I also host the Podcasters Cruise. And we're stoked to be now in our 3rd annual cruise. And we're already over 50% sold out. We just hit about almost 70% already. And we're still 10 months away at the time of recording, I should say. And so that alone is like, we know we're going to sell out quickly. And that's really exciting for me to know that we're only in our 3rd year and that it's really going beautifully. So that I'm pretty proud of that. That's cool.
Yeah, that's huge. And congratulations for your 3rd cruise, and you're already almost there. And that'll happen in November.
November. Yeah.
Okay. For those of you who are interested in starting a podcast, it's definitely a cruise to jump onto for sure.
Absolutely.
And you're located in Florida, right? So does it take off from Tampa?
This one, we're actually going to be leaving out of Miami in November. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. I always have to ask this, what do you use to keep organized? Do you have a favorite organizing hack that you use to successfully run your business?
Yes. And I will say this, if I were to move the camera around, you'd see my desk. You'd think, oh my God, what a clutter. But here's the deal. I organize where it's important to be organized. And as cluttered as my desk may be, I pretty much know where everything is. Matter of fact, if someone cleans up, I'm like, you moved my stuff. But organization, I think, is key in your business. And especially for me, one of the big tools that I use, well, I'm going to give you 2 if that's okay. Sure. CRM, I think, is super important to keep that organized and create protocols, naming protocols specifically, because when you do that, it makes it easy to know where things are, to sort accordingly. So develop a good naming protocol. And then the other piece that I use that really helps so that I know that my automations are organized, you know, like email sequencing and customer journey sequencing, I use a software called Geru, G-E-R-U, that I absolutely love. It's designed for entrepreneurs as a funnel builder. It allows you to drag and drop different icons about different parts of a funnel. And in doing so, it allows me to then look at and see, okay, are these two linked? If something breaks down, I can go in and go, here's where the breakdown is happening. Oh yeah, I forgot to put this in there. And so that is super helpful to stay organized around your business.
Well, that's awesome. So is it like ClickFunnels, or is it just a device that shows you what's hooked up to what?
It's more like Lucidchart, if you've ever used that as well, which is kind of like mind mapping or org charting. But this one, Geru, is specifically designed for the entrepreneur doing a funnel in that respect. So it's drag and drop, but it's just about the layout and design. You can, it is pretty robust. You could put in numbers even and show what your estimates are and what your rates are. And it can give you some analysis if you want to use it for that. I use it just to make sure that everything, because I'm a visual person, I want to see everything is in place and lined up so that I know it's working properly.
I am with you on that. Yeah, visual learners. That's what I am as well, Michael, for sure. So we'll put the link below for Giro so that you can check that out if that's something that's interesting to you. Because, you know, a lot of us, I think, as entrepreneurs, we are visual learners, many of us. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so if you could turn back time and talk to your 18-year-old self, is that when you were a knight? Or is that was before you were a knight, right?
That was before I was a knight. That was when I was just starting college to get my degrees in acting.
Okay. What would you tell yourself now, looking back at your kiddo heading into college?
Wow. Okay. So, that's a tough one because here's the thing. I knew, as I mentioned, since fourth grade, I wanted to be an actor. So it would have probably been really hard to convince me to not pursue acting. However, I probably would have said, Michael, while you're getting your acting degree, or heck, you can audition and do theater, but get a degree in business as well. Get your MBA, because literally all of that, I think my business side has paid off greatly, but I had to kind of learn it, the school of hard knocks, if you will. And that's if I went back to 18. Now, if I went back to my entrepreneurial days starting out after college, I would have said, start growing your list now, you know, because that I think is key. You've got to have a group of followers.
Yeah, I am with you on that. That's awesome. Okay, we're nearing the end. What have I not asked you? Like, what do you want to talk about that maybe we haven't touched upon this particular podcast?
I would say one of the things that lights me up is it's a combination of kind of two things. I get lit up about a freedom lifestyle, and I get lit up about conscious and heart-centered communication. And I think when, let's just deal with the lifestyle part, I think a challenge that a lot of people have, entrepreneurs especially, is we get into business, we decide to create a business because we don't want a job. We don't want to work for someone else. But what ends up happening for many of them, they end up creating a job for themselves that's a lot harder than probably another one, because they haven't designed the life that they want. And they end up with life by default, which means, oh my God, I've created this beast of a business and now I've got to do all this stuff. Instead of planning going into it, here's how I want to create it. Here's what I want my schedule to look like. Here's how much freedom I want to keep in my planning so that I can travel and do all these other things. I think that is a key piece that a lot of people miss. And it's one of the things that Krista, my partner, and I teach that I think is super important for people to get is design your life, design your business to work with your life. Because when those go together and you have a conscious communication with yourself and others, everything else is magic.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And also pay yourself first. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs, we go in it to make money and to be freedom. And so sometimes we have freedom because we can do what we want to do when we want to do it. But then the money's not there because we haven't paid ourselves. We paid everybody but us. You know, a big mistake that I think happens all the time. That's fantastic. Okay, so I know you have a free giveaway or something that you're going to offer. What is it that people could download or see, or what do you want to have? What do you want to give?
You know what I think would be a good thing to give to your audience is probably my lead magnet playbook. It's the ultimate lead magnet playbook. And the reason I think this is a great gift for folks is because that is your first connection with your potential audience, with your potential buyer, is that free gift. You're also known as a freemium, a lead magnet, that thing you're going to put out there to get people into your world that's going to solve a problem for them. And so this lead magnet playbook will help you to design one that's really going to bring in your ideal target audience, solve a problem for them, and capture as many of them into your world as you can. So I'd love to offer that.
Oh, that's fantastic. We'll put the link below. And, you know, even if you've made lead magnets, if you're listening, go ahead and download it because you're going to learn some things that maybe you skipped when you made that, what you thought was the ideal lead magnet. So go ahead and definitely download that. And then you'll get on Michael's list and you get a lot of other good stuff and good information, because I know you put out a lot of information that's very valuable. I read your emails a lot. So, hey, I really appreciate you being on the show. You know, I know you're a busy guy, you're full of a bunch of adventures, but thank you for your time. And you guys, make sure to download that lead magnet. Even if you have one, check it out, because you're going to probably tweak something of what you did and make it a little bit better. Nothing wrong with that. So,
awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate you having me on the show. It's been a real pleasure.
Absolutely. And until next time, gang, keep it up. Be organized. Be energized. Learn some stuff and get going. Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.